earnings history, and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me? Good evening, my fellow God-loving Christian American patriots. Welcome to another week of unfiltered, holy and patriotic jambalaya. Cajun Buccaneer, take it away. Cajun Buccaneer.
Good evening. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes. Yeah. Good evening, brothers and sisters, pro-life American whistleblowers. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, and will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
I, we pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's the Republic for which they all stand. One nation under God, with liberty and justice and freedom forever and ever and ever for all. Amen.
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 Just remember, the United States of America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. So when a Democrat accuses you of tarnishing their democracy, that is a badge of honor, because America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Good evening, my fellow God-loving Christian American patriots. Welcome to this week's unfiltered edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. I'm John Swisher, my co-host Mike Silva here.
Good evening, everyone.
And at the second half of the show, we'll have Slidell attorney David Kugel, candidate for St. Tammany Parish Council. He's looking to knock another Democrat out of office.
That's always a good thing.
That's right. We have a true conservative. And next week is not going to be political. Next week's going to be all zebra next week.
Mr. Randy Jackson will be joining us. He'll be calling in for the whole show. We'll be talking all things Zebra, his tour they're doing right now across the country, and his solo acts that he does all across the country, too. And hopefully, everyone has been waiting for the infamous question is, when will the Zebra 5, the fifth studio album, be coming out?
Can't wait. Okay. This is my monologue for the week. I read an article from WWLTV.com. I just can't find it. I should have copied it and put it in my Pace file. Incoming Commissioner of Insurance Tim Temple wants to do away with claims bad faith payment, so we can attract more insurance companies to come right in the state of Louisiana. That's kind of a bad idea.
It's a really bad idea.
Why we should get companies come right if they're not going to honor their claims when we need them to?
And a lot of people felt that the very hard way after Ida hit. My family felt it. You're still feeling it.
Yes.
I know a lot of people that had a really hard time and still having a hard time after Ida and dealing with the insurance company.
I had to get another attorney. Thank you for introducing me to the Honorable Mark Smith.
Absolutely. He will help you. He helped me.
And next time we get a hurricane, we recommend Mark Smith. He don't advertise on TV. He doesn't have to.
He's not an ambulance chaser. He doesn't need to advertise. It's word of mouth. That's how good he is.
And should I say that my original attorney, or should I keep that in?
I wouldn't say the name.
Okay.
But I'll wait. They're up on fraud charges.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Mr. Smith's going to go after them after we finish the homeowner's claim.
As they should.
They're going to pay.
There's an issue. I read a couple of articles. It was like one was why are insurance companies leaving? And then there was another article saying Louisiana is bringing insurance, giving him some a reason to bring more insurance companies in. The first thing I read was why are insurance companies leaving Louisiana? Worsening the Louisiana insurance crisis, the tally of insurance providers that have declared insolvency since 2020 includes Access Home Insurance, America's Insurance, FedNat Insurance, Gulfstream Property and Casualty, Lighthouse Excalibur, Southern Fidelity, State National Fire Insurance, and Western Property. All these people are leaving because of the regulation and all the red tape in Louisiana. It's they don't want to write anymore. Of course, we have national disasters here, but there's so much red tape to go through. It's not worth it to do that for them to do business here. But then I read another article. Check this out, John.
Go ahead.
Lawmakers say up to 90,000 property owners could get cheaper plans from these insurers. New Orleans, Louisiana lawmakers approved $42 million in incentive payments, which that doesn't sound like a lot for all the people that got hurt. $42 million in incentive payments to give a boost to the state's struggling property insurance market. The $42 million is to bring 8 insurance firms into Louisiana. I guess they're just replacing the 8 that are leaving.
That's right. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Jeff had a moron on this morning. Candidate for the Democrat candidate for state treasurer. I'm sorry, but he is a moron. He says climate change is the reason why insurance companies are leaving Louisiana.
I saw
what a flippin' moron he is. I'm going to give him his name, Dustin Granger. He's a moron. Anybody who votes for him deserves to have their citizenship revoked permanently.
What I get out of it, because I saw, if it wasn't the same article, I saw a similar article. And it said climate change is causing an insurance crisis in Louisiana. And it says damages from hurricanes have pushed insurers to close their doors or hike rates, forcing some residents to move out of the state. So in other words, they're saying climate changes are causing more and powerful hurricanes, which is absolutely, totally ridiculous. It is not climate change.
Well, they try to blame. They said 100 years ago, the ice age was going to melt. What it did, went down 1 degree?
Maybe not even that.
Yeah. Climate change is what you call the left's license to steal.
It's all a scam. It's all to make them more money than they are have made already and to make the poor poorer and the rich richer. That's all it is.
It's another tax. A taxation is a license to steal. We pay in taxes on income that we've been taxed on already.
Right.
Tax on property that we own and we have the right to live on. If you miss a dollar tax, they can repossess. It's all Louisiana. You go over the border to Texas or Mississippi, you don't have all this crap.
Well, it's definitely not as bad, but Louisiana is definitely the worst in the nation with insurance, about insurance.
And our homestead exemption, $75,000. Mississippi and Texas is $250,000 apiece. $250,000 apiece.
And it's not only home insurance. You know, Louisiana has the least affordable car insurance rates in the nation. According to a 2020 study by the Insurance Research Council, the average policy in Louisiana is roughly 3 times the national average. Times the national average for car insurance.
We have to go to the first break. You're listening to Unfiltered edition of Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. Call the Rouse Market Talk Line, 504-556-9696. I recommend you get the sugar-free king cake from Ralph's. They'll ship it to you. We'll be right back. Listen to Lily Nax on Going Out.
threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day, and you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, this is BJ Russ. Make sure you join me every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll be on from 7 to 8 p.m. We'll talk sports, music, movies, and pretty much anything in between. Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM. That's the place to be. And don't forget that you can listen to us on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM and online at WGSO.com. Our phone number is 504-556-9696. That is the Ralph's Market hotline. We were talking about insurance, car insurance, all kind of insurance, homeowners insurance in Louisiana, how we are the worst in the nation. John, I see another article I was reading earlier. It says car insurance in Louisiana is expensive because state lawyers strongly encourage lawsuits for even minor car accidents, dramatically raising operating costs for insurers. In Louisiana, you can expect to pay approximately $7,889 per year for full coverage and $2,589 per year for minimum coverage, which is by far the highest in the nation.
When I got in that wreck last year delivering sandwiches, the person who cut in front of me had Progressive. It was an illegal alien. She had $15,000 maximum coverage. I think the minimum should be 100, 300, 100,000.
Well, that's not going to happen.
And I had to hit my uninsured motors to take care of my medical bills.
That's exactly why you get uninsured motors there. And they were right. The state lawyers strongly encourage lawsuits. Whenever I watch TV, I can tell you 90% of the commercials are going to be one of two things: ambulance chaser lawyers or drugs.
Morris Fort.
He's probably the main one, but there are so many of them all over the TV. 90% of the commercials are drugs. and lawyers. That's all it is. That is one of the reasons why they said the insurance, the rates are so high in Louisiana. Or they don't want to do business with us at all. Cajun Buccaneer, how's your insurance?
How are you doing?
My insurance is okay, and I agree. The guy's name is Morris Hart, and they're farting us off, and they all stink, every single one of them. Insurance is a big-ass scam. Wake up, America. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, it insurance is the biggest legal scam in the country, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah.
They go to jail. They're stealing our money. they're so crazy. They control too many people, and they're trying to destroy this country in every way you can think about.
And I go to this website, called Mike. I follow the money.org. Our present commissioner of insurance, the Honorable Jim Donnellan, takes campaign contributions from people like Progressive Insurance, Snake Farm.
Snake Farm. That's who I had had an issue with that took me. I had to get a lawyer to get everything settled after the insurance. Took about a year and a half. State Farm.
And you know who's on the board of directors for Progressive Insurance, one of the biggest stockholders? The dishonorable piece of human excrement named George Soros.
Not surprised at all. He's got his hands in all kind of cookie jars around here.
Yeah, he owns a bunch of district attorneys like Jason Williams. Now he's starting to own secretaries of states too. They control. That's for another topic for another day. And listen, as in Louisiana, in my industry, the automotive. They regulate what you can charge a customer to tow your car or repair the vehicle. They say, oh, the customers are complaining that you are charging them too much money. The customer is actually the insurance company. Come on. I mean, if somebody needs a break or something, if I warrant it, I'll cut them some slack.
Right.
I mean, I don't need government in my business.
I always like coming back to the Ronald Reagan quote. What's the 9 words you hate to hear? I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah, right. Help themselves.
Anytime the government puts more regulations on something, it gets worse. It never gets better. So why don't we learn from this?
Truth.
Hey, John, listen, I like the term all snake farm and snake farm. Remember, we have Snake Farm and our Snake Farm. It's two companies that will rob you and rip you financially like you've never seen before. Wake up, America. Amen.
Amen. I think we got a caller. We got a caller. Okay. Good evening, whoever you are.
Nick and Metairie.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
I've tried to get this to our representatives, both state and federal. The only one that gave a good answer is Cassidy about how Social Security, those are, you know, that's their fixed income per month, are hurting. They got to go up 18% at least to bring up the level. Anyway, the point is, getting back to insurance, I was always wondering, since three of my neighbors have had to give up their automobiles because the home insurance jumped up in March $100 right off the bat. And they couldn't afford it anymore. When you're retired and the Social Security is the only income you have, why don't they just hold on to that rate for the rest of their lives? These old people, over 65, 70 years old, they go less than 5 miles a week. They'll go to the drugstore, the grocery store, and once a month they'll go to the doctor. I promise you, I worked in an ambulance, I know. And like I said, why did you jump up 8 to 10% on it? Now, I did this at a meeting in Kenner once, and I wasn't looking for applause, but the 40 people that were in the room, they were running for candidates, including Sheedling, the president of Jefferson Parish. She was there. Some judges were there trying to get reelected. I wasn't looking for applause. The first one person clapped and another person clapped. They thought it was a good idea that, you know, these old people driving less than 5 miles a week, they're not, anyway, you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yes,
and
right.
Like I said, the home insurance, consider this. A man's living with his sister since Katrina. He's paying, his checks are paying the insurance for the home. What happens is that she dies. But they file together for IDA damages. But the in-between people that go between here and the insurance company in Texas says, well, she's dead now. We don't have to pay off. Her name's the only one that was on the policy. I said, yeah, but we filed together right after Ida. So I need a lawyer's opinion on that, which I can't afford. Well,
my insurance company didn't want to pay me after Ida, so I had to get an attorney. A year later, they still haven't done anything, and my attorney got defrauded, so I had to switch attorneys.
Yeah, I got a ceiling about to fall in on the bathroom, and if it collapses,
I lost everything.
I won't be able to get in. Yeah. Well, hey, then I consider myself a little bit blessed because I didn't lose everything, just half of everything. Anyway, as for George Soros, the only thing you can do is pray. There's a prayer, you know, offer him the cross, and all his instruments of suffering that he made to put division into the camp of his enemies. So anyway, that's the only thing I can think of doing because I didn't know he was a multi-billionaire.
Oh, he owns
a billionaire.
He made his fortune. He bankrupted the Bank of England.
Okay, wait. He's done more than that. I've studied his history. World War II. He is Jewish.
Well, hang on a second there, Nick. Nick, we have to cut to a break for our second half.
Okay. Hang on a second.
You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. The Ralph's Market Hotline is 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
For retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
The 15th annual Oak Street Po'boy Fest, presented by Tony Sacheries, continues to serve up creative versions of this iconic sandwich. It includes a VIP area, art market, and a kids zone run by School of Rock. It hits on Sunday, November 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with 40 food vendors, plus performances from Brazzy Nola, The Riverbenders, Zoom, Steltaphonic, the legendary George Porter Jr., and his running partners, and more. The event is free, but a wristband's required to purchase a po'boy. Visit po'boyfest.com for more information.
The 34th annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at the Contemporary Arts Center, The Broad, and the Britannia Theaters Uptown and at Canal Place from November 2nd to the 7th, plus a virtual cinema running November 2nd through the 12th. tickets and pass information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org. We know you'll have a great time, so your first ticket is on us with a code...
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The Louisiana Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control has released a list of vape products that can be legally sold.
The vape directory is the result of legislation approved by state lawmakers.
This registry is going to make sure that these products are as safe as they can possibly be.
That's the author of the legislation, Covington Representative Paul Hollis. The directory has nearly 400 products that can be sold legally, but noticeably missing are Elf Bars, Puff Bars, and Esco Bars. Hollis says these items do not have FDA approval.
And if you're going to want to take a product and put it into the lungs of our kids or anyone for that matter, we've got to make it as safe as possible.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Natchitoches Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in the March murder of Mark Haley, owner of Fat Daddy's Crawfish in Shreveport. After an eight-month investigation, multiple search warrants, and analysis of forensic evidence, NPSO announced they arrested 35-year-old Patrick D. Howard of Natchitoches for principal to first-degree murder. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
If you're in your 20s or 30s, the Home Defense Foundation wants you to help set up our new Young Member Division. Since you listen to Jeff Cruere, we already know you can think straight, so why not get active as a leader of HDF's new Young Member Division? You will get your own budget for meetings, refreshments, etc., free firearm lessons, and it won't cost you a dime. Go to hdfnola.org for details. This is a great way for someone in their 20s and 30s to network and learn leadership skills. Go to hdfnola.org for details. If you're in your 20s or 30s, this is a tremendous opportunity. Go to hdfnola.org for more details.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. The Ralph's Market talk line at 504-556-9696. Before we get to our guest, Mr. David Kugel, we have Nick on the line. Nick, before we let you go, do you have any last words about this great insurance that's going on in Louisiana?
I'm just going to leave you one last thing that most people don't know. Is the Republican candidate with the Indian name, Swamik or Bossy or whatever, Soros paid his college fee and paid his whole law school
education. So he's got his hands in everything. Okay. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Thank you, Nick. We appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
Okay. We have tonight's guest of honor, the Honorable David Kugel, Slidell attorney, famous for fighting the pornography in the Slidell Library, now candidate for St. Tammany Parish Council. I had the honor of having him as a guest last December. Good evening, David.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
Hey, you loud and clear.
Great.
Okay, I know I had you on last year, but can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure, sure. So, I've gotten in, the funny thing is, for the last several years, I've gotten involved in several parish issues that became more clear recently. It started with the casino, and then it started with this. Then the second thing was this high density development that our councilman stuck right in the middle of our district, got rid of all the trees. And then last year, it started with the library issue came up. And just every single time, he's just hasn't represented the district. So finally, I was like, okay, I really don't have any choice here but to run against him. And we had a runoff. We had a primary October 14th. I got 43%, another strong candidate in Pearl River. I got 22%, and that's 65. And then the incumbent got 35%, roughly 35%.
Yes. So, isn't he a Democrat?
He's listed as a Republican, but that's a great thing to bring up, because one of the controversies that's happened the last few weeks is he was at a campaign event or event campaigning, and his volunteer, which he's perfectly entitled to do this, his volunteer that he was with him is a Democrat activist that on her own social media says we need to mobilize to elect Democrats. So, yeah. I mean, he's entitled to do that, but I mean, you're running as a Republican and I'm a Republican.
Yep. You're a true conservative.
Yes. And then the biggest issue that's come in the last few months, in the last month or so, is just at the end of September, because I am a military officer. I'm a commander in the U.S. Navy Reserve, 20 years in September. And at the end of September, he began, through his surrogates and his campaign, attacking my military service, completely irrelevant to any of the issues in the campaign. This has never happened to me before. I've been in 20 years. You know, I have my records fine. That's why I promoted to where I am. And then he just started doing it. And then what happened recently in the last 2 weeks, I mean, about a week and a half ago, as you may have seen, he submitted he sent out a mailer basically implying that during my deployments to the Middle East, I was doing nefarious things and I was a threat to the country. And people have just been shocked right before Veterans Day that he would do this. And he has made it clear he is not backing down. He's refusing to apologize. Some of the things in the mailer were completely made up. He said, I lived in Iraq. I never lived in Iraq. And he said, I reappeared or returned to this area in 2016 after a long absence, and nothing else is known about what I was doing. This isn't true. I was living here. But
it's called dirty politics.
Well, I think he's just given up on the issues, because we do have a pretty conservative district. You know what? You know, I even have some Democrat appeal because, you know, I care about, you know, just not cutting down all these trees. As you know, this is one of the issues that he's gotten in a lot of trouble about, is he stuck this high density development and got clear cut all the trees. Just really upset people. So, I want a nice district, and I am a conservative. I'm very open about that. But I think what they've just given up on campaigning on issues and just decided, let's go scorched earth.
My co-host and I, we live in Slidell. We just don't sleep there.
we visit a lot. We do a lot.
We're involved with two bands, and we've been investing our time in your beautiful parish. I'm serious. Greg Cromer has done a real good job.
He has. And you know, I mean, and you guys, I don't know if you saw the Slidell Independent that came out a few days ago.
You sent me the article.
Yeah, and it's just like, and he's made it clear, I'm not backing down. He says everything in there is factual. It's not. I never lived in Iraq. I was deployed to Kuwait and Jordan, and then I was more recently deployed to Bahrain. But this is all on active duty with the military. And my language training, the fact that I speak some Arabic, is because the military trained me for this. It's nothing to be ashamed of. And it, you know, for him to imply that it was, I mean, it's just caused a big issue here. And he's made it clear he is not backing down, and he's not going to apologize. And I'm just shocked. You know, Veterans Day is tomorrow. I'm just, it's just a bizarre time to do this. And I've had vets contact me that just felt like, you know, they took it personally. He's like, I mean, are you saying something's wrong with me? Because I was the military sent me to the Middle East. Or should people be questioning me also? It's just, it's very shocking. And I'm just shocked. I'm just surprised that he's apparently not going to back down.
Well, I was there, too. I was in the military, and I was in the Middle East, too, in Desert Storm, and I take offense to that. So I can't believe he did that. Just saying that, I mean, one of the things he's attacked you for was because the military taught you Arabic? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But of course, he didn't mention it in the flyer. He just said, I'm fluent in Arabic, and
he conveniently left that part out.
Yeah, and I lived in the Middle East for several years. And I, like, basically suddenly reappeared here in 2016. I mean, you do the math. Everyone knows what he's saying. Everyone's called him out for what he's saying. And he just, like I said, I didn't reappear in 2016. I was living here. I have pictures of myself fishing in cutoff around that time. So I'm a Louisiana guy. I was born here. I've lived here. My mom's from Bogalusa. My dad's a doctor, retired Slidell doctor. But this is, I think they've just given up on the issues and said, let's just destroy him and hope for a low turnout.
I think
the people of the district are just not going to—they're not going to stand for that. I don't think.
I want to personally thank you for your service for this, for the great state, the great country, United States of America. Now, I want to thank you for your service in keeping the casino out of Slidell, and I want to thank you for getting the pornography out of the library, because that garbage belongs in an adult bookstore, not a public library.
Well, I think the common sense solution is to make sure community standards are being met at the library. And I always mention to people when this comes up, because, you know, when I talk them through it and explain the facts, they're like, you know, that's reasonable. And I'll give you an example. When this story first broke last October, before you interviewed me, WDSU did a story about it and said, we cannot talk about or show the images of these materials because they're so graphic or explicit. And then Facebook, when we started putting some examples of them online just so people could know what their tax dollars are being spent on, because in the name of transparency, Facebook took them down and said they violate community standards. So I think there's a reasonable, moderate thing you can come to here, agreement and compromise, and just like, hey, we're spending $12 million on a library system. We need a strong library system. We need a library system that educates. It provides a service to the community. It makes sense that it would just respect community standards and not try to challenge parental, authority. I mean, this is common sense, and I think this is where most of the parish is.
Yes. St. Tammany, St. Tammany is like we're from Laplace. I mean, it's like what Laplace used to be like. It's a city, but it's homely. It's people. It's like small townish. Everybody gets together.
And I'll explain. Like, look, I have one library in my district, and it is very vital to this community. It provides free Wi-Fi for people that can't afford it. We need a strong library system, but we just need to make sure it respects community standards and, you know, spends taxpayer money appropriately in the way that people expect their money to be spent. Because, you know, that this is people's money, and they have a right to expect that it follow, you know, what the people want. And that this is common sense. But I think, like I said, my opponent's been, like, just, you know, just beat up on this issue over the last year because just where he's not where the parish is, he's not where the district is. So I think he's just decided, like, I'm not even going to campaign on issues anymore. I'm just going to go after his opponent personally. I'll just make up stuff like him disappearing. And I mean, why not? And like I said, I was just shocked that he's made it clear he's not going to apologize. He's not going to back down. I don't know what's coming next. I mean, I will tell you one other thing, John. I had a vet tell me that he put a target on your family when he did that. When he implied what everyone knows he was trying to imply, he put a target on your family. And you could have somebody that just, you know, is concerned about things going on in the Middle East, think that maybe, you know, what's all this stuff about David? He knows he did that. He knew that I was in the military. He knows that's why I was over there. And he just doesn't care because it seems like all he's interested in is winning. And
David, we got to go to a break. I want you to stay on for the next segment, too.
Sure.
You listen to Hillary Patriotic Jambalaya. Call Ralph's Market Talk Line, 504-556-9696. Mr. Kugel would love to talk to you.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries. But for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times. Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are...
Welcome back, Holland Patriotic Jambalaya. I like that bump of music, Mike.
Well, you know, I love it every week. I love it.
How about you, Mr. How about you, David? Did you grow up listening to Queensryche as a teenager?
Not quite. I was an 80s kid, though, but not quite. I had some interesting music interest. It was a good time.
Okay. We have a call. I have a call on the line. He wants. You ready for a call?
Sure.
All right, who are we on the line with, Ronald?
No, this is Matthew. I think I have called to apologize.
Okay.
Apparently, I did something last.
Okay, sorry, we had to take that call off the line. Sorry about that. We get back to talking to our guest here. I was reading your plan of action.
Hello?
Let me bring it back. Can you hear us?
Hello? Hey, this is Mark.
Mark.
What's up, dude? You got a real call now, baby. I don't know what happened with Matthew, but you had to put him on the blacklist, it sounds like.
Yeah, what's up, Mark? You got a question for our guest?
Yeah. Well, what's the future of St. Tammany? Are you still seeing a lot of migration from the South Shore to the North Shore? You know, I live on the North Shore. Of course, I have a family.
It is enticing. You guys are talking about the homely feel of St. Tammany, you know, and as that more, you know, everything that's good after a while starts getting overwhelmed, right? Because, you know, just like you said, what La Place used to be or this area, that things change. Now you're seeing the prices in St. Tammany kind of go high, maybe some over, too much building, too many subdivisions, drainage issues, all that. How do they balance all this? And do you still think that St. Tammany is going to continue to grow? Or do you feel like certain parts of Mississippi now are kind of bypassing the St. Tammany option, you know, Carrier, Mississippi, and areas like that now? You got people from Louisiana moving there. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, great question. I think from what I've heard is that St. Tammany is one of the fastest or the fastest growing parish in the state. And it's because it's a great parish. But, of course, at the same time, the people that already live here want to maintain that. They want to maintain their or improve their home value. And so there's a tendency to bring in these high-density developments, which, you know, there's one that is in our district that my opponent voted six times for that has caused a lot of controversy. That's not what I want for my district. That's not what I want for the parish. I mean, you're going to have some developments, but you need to have ones that the community wants that maintain or improve home value. And you're not, and I don't want these clear cutting of trees because people move to the North Shore for the beauty of it and such. And we have to make sure that we have the infrastructure to keep up with all this because, you know, you're going to have like, you're going to also have to have, make sure our schools can handle it. I mean, some of these schools in this area are overwhelmed. And if you just bring in a lot more folks, I mean, it's going to even be harder for the schools and we just don't have the ability to do it. So, I tell people, you know, I'm for smart growth. And I mean, what I mean by that, because you have the right to expect me to define that. I mean developments and things like that that maintain or improve home value. And so some of the developments that we have, we do that. I spoke at an HOA for a Pearl River development last night. It's a nice development, middle class, kept the beautiful trees, all that stuff. That's the kind of thing that I think people want and can respect. And one of the things I'm really like to do, and I know you guys in Slidell know about this, is I would like to revitalize some of these buildings, even in town limits. I mean, I can work still, you know, from the parish perspective, is like such as, you know, I have some in my district that these old buildings have just not been used, you know, for years. And then, of course, you have the mall, the North Shore Mall. I would really like to get something done with that. You have all this parking. You have all this, you know, just, you know, building that is just sitting there not being used. I've heard different things like possibly a sound stage or something like that, but I want to revitalize, you know, what we already have in St. Tammany. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Go ahead and continue. We're sorry. Go ahead and continue, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you guys know the North Shore Mall. It's just been kind of pretty much abandoned for almost, you know, some of it's being used. But and there's lots of buildings like that throughout the area. And, I mean, Slidell and Pearl River, it's sometimes the feeling is if you live in the East, that the West doesn't care about you. And I mean that Covington, Mandeville doesn't really care about the East. And that issue came up a lot during the casino debate because it's like, let's stick a casino next to you guys and you guys get all the issues and the problems, but we get the money to the general fund, whatever, so we can spend it in the West side of the parish. And when people brought up the prospect of, why don't we stick it in the West side of the parish? People, of course, didn't want that, as you can imagine. So, I mean, I'm for good developments, but I'm also for keeping the feel that we have now. And I want to mention one more thing because this issue comes up a lot to me because you mentioned about living in Mississippi. I think you're going to have more and more people moving to Mississippi because it is so hard to insure your home in St. Tammany and Louisiana. And this is going to be a huge priority for the next legislature. We have some runoffs. We have people such as Mr. Glorioso in District 90 that's always.
I had him on as a guest last week.
Right. So he is, I mean, always talking about his plan for addressing the home insurance crisis because people, it's just skyrocketing. People are not going to be able to live in a home anymore. And I mean, from a parish perspective, we can do some things with insurance in terms of building codes and stuff, but a lot of that has to come from me working with our state legislative delegation because I'm telling you, people are just going to start moving to Mississippi. I'm already seeing it because it's, if you can move 5 minutes, I live 5 minutes from the border. If somebody can move 5 minutes and save all that money and spend it on other things for their family, I think people are going to start doing that. And
absolutely.
That's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the parish because we're going to lose tax revenue and everything else. And we've got to get this figured out. And it's a statewide problem, but it certainly affects St. Tammany as well. And I want to keep St. Tammany safe. I think one other issue I want to mention that a lot of people don't really follow as much, but I think they're going to follow it more, is we have a drug issue in St. Tammany Parish, especially in the north part of my district. It's hurting a lot of people, drug addiction and such like that. I mean, it's in my own family. My cousin lost her life several years ago. She was living in Slidell from an overdose. Her half-brother, a few weeks later, same thing happened. It's affecting a lot of people and it affects a lot of families.
Speaking of drugs, do you know Assistant Slidell Chief Kevin Swan?
Maybe. I think possibly by face, or I might have talked to him. The name might be slipping me.
He's married to my cousin Susie.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, Slidell's PD is absolutely familiar with this issue. The sheriff's familiar with this issue, and I mean, it's affecting a lot of the community. It's taking young lives. You're having not just the drug addiction, but you're having people lose their life because there's somehow fentanyl's getting put into some other drug they're expecting. And I tell you, I talked to a chaplain with the parish a while back, and he said that the coroner, which I guess has some, I mean, the coroner has some authority over chaplains, and they fall under him to some extent. And they are issued Narcan because they were encountering so many people that are in the middle of ODs.
I think
that's what it is.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I think I remember hearing an article about that Narcan doesn't work on fentanyl.
I don't know if it's just fentanyl, but I know that it works on some drug ODs. I just know a chaplain was telling me that they're dealing with ODs so much. I don't know if it specifically deals with fentanyl, okay, but I know it's apparently assists with some other ODs.
Yeah, it works on a lot of other drugs, yeah, but I heard it didn't work on fentanyl, yeah, which is a shame because okay, that stuff's all over the place now.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But I mean, it's claiming a lot of young lives in St. Tammany. It's destroying families. And I mean, that's one of the things I do when I go around and speak is I speak at some churches in the area because a lot of them have these programs for addiction and stuff because, we need to address this issue head on. And it's not always about how much money the government can throw at it because some of that just doesn't work. It's about making sure the community is focused on dealing with the problem.
Unfortunately, we got less than a minute to go before the show ends. I would like to get you back on the show when you defeat the Democrat.
Yeah, you're right.
John, I appreciate it. Please let everybody know. Check out KugelForCouncil.com. Early voting is tomorrow. That's the last day. And then next Saturday is the election. Please just get out and vote. And District 9, Military Road in Pearl River.
And I will be a Slidell resident sooner or later.
Okay. I appreciate it, John.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next week, Randy Jackson
from Zebra. Join us at WGSO 990 AM. Thanks, guys. Till you next week.
This is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath,